Hey, it's Sean.
Hey, it's Bree.
And this is I Can Explain,
the podcast where we answer the questions that you are too afraid to ask.
And this week's topic is, I was gonna say, like, much awaited, but I would say, maybe I will say, much awaited and long feared.
That's, both those things are very
Bree's
true.
Birthday, the remix, part two.
I can't believe it's only part two. Like, the fact that we aren't making this an annual thing is just upsetting at this point.
Well, legally, we weren't able to talk about it
until
this year. Yeah,
that's true.
The lawsuits ended for it being the worst episode
of all time.
It was actually, it's bad, but it's iconic.
It's a cult favorite.
Yeah, it's like what I believe this new Lindsay Lohan Christmas movie will be.
Exactly.
It's so bad that it's great.
That's how I feel too.
Yeah.
And I will say, the other day I was on TikTok Live and someone in the comments was like, I can explain podcasts. And I was like, oh, that's awesome. And they're like, yeah, I've been here since like day one or whatever. And I was like, oh God, poor you. You had to listen to the terrible audio. And they're like, no, I love them all. My favorite's Bree's birthday.
Well, this is exactly, and I was for like, that person then.
You are a true gaber if your favorite is Bree's birthday.
Or you have a lot of mental health issues.
It'll be interesting to see if our listens go down on this or people are just going to skip this one.
Unsubscribed, unfollowed, blocked.
Well, on that note, since we will be losing a lot of followers and subscribers, please, if you haven't already, follow, subscribe. It really does help us out. I know you can search us every week, but it helps us out if you take that 1 second, click that button. Also, follow us on Instagram at I Can Explain Podcast and personally at Sean.Lusk and at Brianne Williamson. And since it's my birthday, I mean, I do it every other week too.
Yeah.
Plug myself. Yeah. But since in multiple ways.
Yeah. I was like,
what are you referring
this
to?
Sex
here?
Part seven.
Jesus.
You don't like penetration though, so.
No, I don't. It wouldn't be me. I'm plugging others, but not myself. I will be plugging myself today though, because it's my birthday. If you want to wish me a happy birthday, I would so appreciate if you went to the link in my bio at Brianne Williamson and went to my Kickstarter and helped fund my next film. It's literally a dream of mine and every single dollar counts, but I have added the last rewards. I had some folks ask if there was any more rewards coming because they were kind of waiting to pick and choose what they wanted. Every reward that will be available is now up, and there's limited quantities of certain things like t-shirts.
limited quality.
There's limited quality. I mean, some of the stuff up there is great. Some of it's the fucking shit. Some of it's just terrible.
No, you're like, I'm crocheting. I'm awful at it, but
making ceramics for the first time in my life.
Limited quality, baby.
I never promised quality.
No.
Okay.
You promised a vase.
No, but I would really appreciate it. There's t-shirts, there's stickers, tickets to the virtual premiere, which I said last time will be up at least 6 months before it's publicly available on YouTube. If you're in the Vancouver area, there's tickets to the local premiere. The $100 for a ticket sounds like a lot, but it includes open bar and food. So, I mean, when you factor that in.
A sleigh.
That's actually a sleigh.
Yeah. You should change that to the description.
A sleigh.
When you factor it in, it's kind of a sleigh.
It's kind of a sleigh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I should. I'll just remove any of the information about it.
Gone.
Just like, just... trust me.
Yeah,
it's a fucking sleigh.
It's a sleigh.
It's a sleigh. So yeah, I would really appreciate it. Wish me happy birthday. Head over there and do that. And I love you all so much. Let's talk
about...
give
me your fucking money.
Literally, give me your fucking money.
Before we talk about your birthday specifically,
okay.
I do have something that you begging for money just reminded me of.
Yeah.
And it's just, I think, a very... harsh reality of Christmas and birthday gifts as an adult, because you've been doing birthdays for like 56 years now. Oh, so you've
I'm turning
a lot
57
of them.
So it's crazy.
I know. But isn't it funny that, well, maybe I just do this, I feel like you're like richer than I, but I think a lot of people do this, that you ask for money for your birthday with like the thought of getting something specific that you want.
Right.
But then I always just end up using that money to just do like really boring stuff with, like,
ew,
pay bills and like, you, yeah, know, like I'm like, I'm going to combine this money. Mm. Like I'm going to combine birthday money with my own personal money and buy something like really, right, nice. And then my like internet's like, you're going to what?
You're going to what?
You're going to who?
Do you want to keep the lights on?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, no, I get what you're saying, because in your mind, you're like, okay, this certain thing I might want,
yeah,
is going to be too much money to ask for someone,
totally,
to buy for me. But if I had like $50 towards that thing, then that's like one step closer. But then you just use the $50 for like fucking groceries.
Exactly. Like,
yeah,
it's a harsh reality.
I get that.
And I think some people think that it's weird to ask for money for, mm-hmm, Christmas and birthdays. Yeah. Cause a lot of families don't do that. Mm-hmm. But my family knows that I'm very particular about things.
Yeah. So that's what you want.
And they would rather I just buy something that I want or pay bills,
yeah,
than like get something that they don't know if I'll use.
Which, yeah,
works for me.
Sorry, just burped, so I had to remove the microphone. Yeah, no, I agree. You know what?
You know, moving the microphone for a burp
is okay.
Mm-hmm. But I think telling people why you're doing it kind of defeats the purpose.
Well, the thing is, that was the first time in this entire podcast where I've ever taken a breath before speaking.
Oh.
Because I usually just fill so much space with my obnoxious
screaming
anecdotes.
Yeah.
So I thought some listeners may be concerned for me if they heard me not talking over you for once and like,
right,
taking a moment.
They're like,
to,
oh,
think,
my God, she's choking up. This,
they're,
is,
like, is she okay?
This birthday money,
this
hungry
birthday is really stressful
really
for
her.
Yeah, fuck. I'm a true believer in gift cards because I love the idea. I think a lot of people think that gift cards, there's no thought behind them, but I love receiving a gift card because I have to use it for something I wouldn't usually, because I'm like that too. I'm like, I like to put my money in smart places. I like to save, you know.
I disagree with you.
Okay.
Unless the gift card is bought with the exact purpose of you. Like, that I think is a good idea because,
right,
it would force me to not pay my bills that month. I would be like, I should really use this gift,
yeah,
card plus some of my own money probably.
Yeah.
But I hate gift cards that are just vague. Like, if you just,
right,
get a gift card to like Best Buy or something, I'm not like,
you can find someone you like at fucking Best Buy?
Like, not really. Like, you
really?
Know, unless, yeah, I have something in mind, I don't want a gift card. Cause then it's like,
I ask for particular gift cards though, because then it forces me to use that money towards something I want.
Maybe, like, I need to start doing that.
I think that's what you need to do.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, I know myself, if I get cash, I'm like you, I will not go out and buy it.
For sure.
I mean, you know me with my,
you're
fucking 27
it,
year
you're
old
storing
laptop
it under the mattress for the next 90 years.
Literally. Exactly. So I, even like things with me, like even with this film, like I'm crowdfunding for it obviously, and the goal is $30,000, but it's probably going to cost
$50,000. Yeah.
So I'm like, every penny I get that's extra, I'm,
no,
like,
we said that.
I have to spend
every
towards
dollar
that.
We're rounding.
Remember? Oh, right. Fuck. Every dollar I get towards that.
Pennies, as you said, are expired. I
yeah,
think.
They're expired. They don't exist anymore.
No.
Fucking losers. See you later. any dollar, like if I were to get some like extra money and people were like, oh, go buy yourself something with this.
Yeah.
I'd be like, no, because I want to use that to invest into something like that in the future, like a bigger thing, or paying the bills, or fucking gas.
Yeah.
So I just like, I'm the
what
same
if I
way.
Buy gas now, it feels demoralizing.
No, it's literally like stepping on me.
Like, it feels like Daddy Chevron is like literally
raw
fucking
me, literally
in the open. Like,
actually,
me and the six other people at the pump are just getting fucked publicly, and then we get in our cars in shame and drive off.
It's so fucked up. It really is.
It's like every time I'm at a gas station with somebody and we're pumping gas together and we lock eyes, we're just trauma.
You're both crying. You're both just sobbing your eyes out.
You too.
No, the other day I was filling up on gas and one of my friends actually drove by and then texted me or whatever and said, oh, I just saw you. I drove by. You looked so sad. I'm like, why the fuck do you think?
You're like
just
smiling
so
away.
Just getting fucked by
just
Daddy Chevron.
A fire of your loose bills beside you.
Literally. Oh, fuck. Yeah, no, it sucks. It really does suck.
Maybe your family should just start giving you gift cards for like the Apple store for
my mom did
every single occasion.
So it adds up.
So it adds up to you getting a new fucking laptop.
My mom got me that because I wanted the headphones.
Yeah.
So then she knew I would have to go and actually get the headphones, but she didn't know which ones I wanted. Yeah.
Oh, good.
So I have them now, which is great.
So yeah, maybe I'll say, hey, Williamsons, let's just only do every single thing that comes up. Maybe we can get up to a laptop soon.
By the time I'm 72.
So like next year.
Yeah. I've only got like a few more months.
Yeah. Cause you're
okay. For everyone who's listening, I'm turning 31. Which is not young, but it's not old.
And I love that. Forever 31.
Forever 31, yeah. Honestly. It has a nice ring to it. You know what? I remember when I was like turned 22 or something, some asshole said to me, oh, now you're too old for Forever 21. And I was like, I'm so close to 21. Shut the fuck up. And now I'm like, I'm far from 21.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's not even close to me anymore.
No.
Like, that's 10 gone.
10 years ago.
It's long gone. Which is so crazy to think about. Like, time truly does fucking fly. But
it makes me want to throw up.
It makes me feel sick.
Yeah.
Not because of aging, because I actually don't mind. Too. Okay, that affects you. I don't mind at all about aging. Like, I think there's so many benefits to, like, growing up and whatever. But it makes me sick, like, how my life feels like a blur. Because I'm like, what the fuck just happened in the last 10 years?
No, it's disgusting. I saw a TikTok that made me violently ill.
Yeah.
Of a guy that I guess, I don't know what day he assumed or what age he assumed that he would die. Uh-huh. But it was like a calendar of squares. And the TikTok was just him going, there's another week gone. This is how many I've lived. And this is how many I have left. And it was.
And he just made like squares?
And he just made squares.
So he had like a visual representation of how much longer he had left. Was
gone. And I would assume he used like the average life expectancy of a man.
When
and
all those squares are gone, he's going to feel like he's just living on free time.
That's what everybody said. They were like, are you going to use this as inspiration to just outlive the calendar?
Yeah, maybe.
But I'd be so tired.
Sometimes. I'd be fucking depressed. That's the most depressing shit I've ever heard.
So it made me violently ill. I also am on reminiscing about old music talk.
Oh, fuck.
And
where they're like, this song came out 12 years ago. And you're like.
And it's like Levels by Avicii. Yeah. And I'm like.
And you remember that like who you are when that came out and like what you were doing and you're like, that was that long ago?
Like 10 years
ago. Holy fuck. Literally. The one for me is, you know that song like, when I am with you, there's no place I'd rather be.
I remember exactly.
That was like 10 years ago.
That was less than 10 years.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was.
What is it, nine?
I would say.
What is that fucking song? Let me look it up. I've got to figure this out.
I would say 8 years. I would say it was like 2014.
Oh, okay. 8 years, not 10. I said like 10.
We can't be rounding at this point, Brie.
Oh, really? Is this a scientific podcast? We're only dealing with the facts from here on out. Okay, what is that fucking song called?
Rather Be.
Rather Be song.
I'm going to say it was 2014.
Okay. 2014 is okay. Oh, you got it. Mm. You hit the fucking nail on the head.
I know. See, I'm actually good with that, but that doesn't help me.
You know that song, Wake Me Up When It's
Yeah, that's
out.
Probably.
2013.
Okay. Well, I was.
Oh, sorry.
Guess.
I ruined the game. I'm sorry. How about Walking on Sunshine?
What the fuck?
Walking on Sunshine.
You could tell me that song came out in like the 40s and I would still believe it. I can't assign.
Oh, another
that.
One that fucks me up is that Sam Smith song.
Latch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When did that come out? Guess.
Because
remember, they got big at first because that it was remixed by somebody.
Disclosure.
And Disclosure.
Was it remixed or did it come out with Disclosure the whole time?
It might be, but then did they just do like a, what's it called? A fucking, a stripped down version afterwards?
Maybe. Okay, wait, I'm gonna guess.
I had Sam Smith's Latch without any of the extra as well. So maybe they brought it out afterwards. Yeah.
Latch. I'm gonna guess like 2016.
Oh my god. Came out in 2013.
I was trying to pin.
Isn't that fucked?
Yeah. That's crazy that it came out before Rather Be.
Yeah. It's just
doesn't that
fucked.
Make you want to die?
Yes, it does.
Well, don't worry. We'll die soon enough.
You know what the thing is also is that when I think of those songs,
yeah,
I picture like who I was when that was happening. And I'm both like in love with that person and also so happy I'm not that person.
Yeah. That's the nice thing about aging.
Yes.
Is that I would love to go back to my 20s, but not to the person I was
that's
in my 20s.
That's the thing.
I would love to have the youth and ability to stay up at night as I had in my 20s and the body of my 20-year-old self.
And the time.
And the time. But I would not like to go back to the mindset, personality, insecurity, basically every other thing that comes with it.
And see, that's the bitch of it all is that you can't both be as carefree as you were in your 20s while also carrying the wisdom that you have now. 'Cause those things counteract.
That's true.
Like the reason your 20s seemed like fluffy and like whatever and like they seemed dark, but when you look back the issues weren't actually like it was like breakups. It was like,
I was like that was some dark
okay, maybe for you. For me it was like breakups and shit. Sorry. Triggering.
To be like, I want to kill myself.
Okay, well I'm happy you're here now. Yay. Wisdom is here. But like I go back, I'm like, I was just like, I was free balling through life.
Yeah.
But like I couldn't do that now because of things of like social anxiety and work and like, oh, if I do that, then I'm gonna set this back, or you know, then maybe that's irresponsible, or like I could fucking die if I do that. The things that I did when I was younger without fearing death is unbelievable.
I also love, like, this is one of the reasons that scares me about having children.
Okay.
I love just thinking about the nights that I was at a sleepover, quote unquote, and I was quite literally blackout at a high school field.
Yeah.
Running from police.
Terrorizing the community.
Literally running from police.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like,
correct. Yeah.
I could have died from alcohol poisoning or gone to like juvie. And we were like,
you're like, this is so funny. Like, what the fuck? Literally.
Yeah.
Or I think of the things I did when I like traveled when I was younger. I was just a sitting duck to get kidnapped.
Yeah.
Like, what was I thinking?
And I love Jim, but I don't think he has the ability to, like, Liam Neeson.
No.
Get your ass back.
I don't think so, honestly. And then you get to the age, like, okay, this is a sad thought.
Oh,
I thought, I'm at the age now that no one wants to kidnap me.
True.
Like, if I'm in Europe and I'm sitting there and, like, some of the kidnappers walk by, they're like, well, leave her. Little expired.
Leave her. It's not great for the market right now.
It's not the demographic we're looking for. Carry on. You're free to go. Like,
our
that's literally
don't really want wolf cuts. I don't know.
Wolf cuts and wrinkles? No. Carry on. Go ahead.
Keep moving, she beast.
No, literally, it's not, I'm no longer the target.
No.
Which is nice in some ways and not in others.
My dad's friend once said to me the most horrifying thing that I've ever heard in my entire life, and it haunts me every waking breath.
Wow, I can't wait to hear it.
We were in Arizona probably like 10 years ago. I was probably listening to Latch. And he said that you feel like you just wake up one day and look in the mirror and you're old. And life just like moved all the way up to when you're old. And he was like, I don't feel like I've like changed mentally since my mid 20s.
Yeah.
But I'm old now. Which could be calming to some people.
Yeah.
It made me spiral. And I can't think about it before I go to bed or I'll spiral again.
You know what? It's weird because I think I kind of had that this year.
Mm.
Like, jokes aside, like, I think in a small way, not like I'm old, because I hate saying that. Because, like, I roll, like, I know I'm not old. And I know we joke about it all the time, but I'm not old. I'm not Get your fucking hand off me. Sean's consoling me as if it's actually.
Okay, Grandma, let's get you to bed. That meme. That's me right now.
Okay. Let's get you to bed.
Do you want
to? Oh, yeah. Fuck.
Do you want to finger your thing?
Fucking thing. Maybe that's a goal for my next year of life where this podcast, I've actually just got solid footage of it. Anyways, I do think this year was the first kind of year of my life where I was just aware of what age I was. And I think a big part of that came from comparison, because I think due to the panorama, there was those like few years where, like we said, we're seeing ourselves and each other every week, and everyone else we're not seeing. So you're like aging with everyone else in the same way. So you don't really notice it. And then I don't know if you found like in the last like almost especially 6 months, I'm just really noticing like a lot of young people are out, like whether it's at restaurants or at bars or at clubs. And I'm like, I'm very aware that I am not
one of the young
people. One of the young people.
That's why I bought wide jeans.
Yeah.
Because I know, but what if they don't know?
What if, yeah. You're trying to still fly under the radar.
I'm forever going to be flying under the radar.
Yeah. You know what? I love that for you. I love that goal.
Thank you.
I've committed to the, I think right now, a lot of people that I could potentially fool to thinking that I'm younger than I am, I have committed so far the other way to just wanting to be in my old dykeness.
Yeah.
That I've just like accepted it. So like some people, I'm like leaning, I tipped 30 and I started leaning closer to 40 than I did 20.
Just vibes.
Just vibe wise. Yeah. Like I was like, I'm fine being perceived older, so I'm just going to commit to this.
Okay.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
I think I might
saying?
Start jeweling.
You're going to get like squishmallows and start jeweling and wear your wide leg pants. Yeah. Okay. Wow. I love that for you. You know, I'll just keep getting older. You'll just recede in age. I love that plan. For you.
Thank you.
Wow.
So it's your birthday is tomorrow.
Yeah. The time we're recording this, my birthday's tomorrow, which is on the 23rd.
Yeah.
Y'all will be hearing this on the 29th, the Monday.
Is that the 29th?
Yeah, I think so.
I can't.
And as a belated celebration, you should go give me money to my film.
Yes.
But between now and then, we have some celebrations we're going to be doing.
We do. Mm-hmm. Are you going to tell the people or are you going to, I guess it's
well,
after.
It's past, so I can tell them, which is so great.
We need to stop being time travelers because it's really throwing my brain.
People are like, what the fuck? Where are you? Where are you?
When is the pig party? Right now? Are you still going to the pig party?
And when the fuck is it? People have been waiting for the pig party to like happen and also thinking it's past for like 5 weeks.
Speaking of the pig party, before we get into your celebrations, you sent me clips for TikTok.
Yeah.
If you don't know, Brie has too many fucking TikTok accounts signed into her phone. So I do the TikToks, which is kind of fun.
Yeah.
But I do the TikToks and
well, imagine what I'd put up there if you didn't have access.
It would be that photo of me that you posted, but just on a slow body zoom. So I am thankful sometimes that you don't have access, but you sent me the clips to post from one of our TikToks and it was quite literally me talking about the cum house at the pig party from last episode. And I was like, first of all, I cannot post this just content wise. And secondly, there is no context to it.
I didn't think about that. I didn't think about the fact that we hadn't really talked about the pig party. So it's just, now that I'm thinking of the clip is literally just you going like, what are the three houses made of? Maybe come.
Like, there's the fact that the lore.
No, you need to put it up there.
The lore of the pig party is multiple episodes deep at this point. Like the cum house came in so far down the line that if you weren't part of the lore of the pig house,
it would be if it was your first episode.
If you hadn't heard all three episodes of Pig Party and you just joined at cum house.
Yeah.
It probably would be a lot.
I feel like we have to post the cum house.
Just so people are like getting banned.
Because I think people might just think like we were just talking about suggestions for building materials, which is fucking hilarious.
I don't know.
Just cum rags.
Just cum. But we don't even say cum rags. It's just straight cum.
I kind of love that.
Yeah. So you sent that to me and I said, she's on one.
Okay. Well, anyways, Sean and I are going to be celebrating.
Just you and me. Not even your girlfriend.
Oh, fuck.
Hey Gabers, this episode is brought to you by Book of the Month. If you're a longtime Gaber, you know that I am far from a consistent reader, but Book of the Month just might change that. Book of the Month makes the process that I find daunting, finding a new book, fun and special, with new releases at the beginning of every month. I often find deciding on a title overwhelming, but Book of the Month's team curates a list full of exciting options, often from new and upcoming authors. This month, I chose The Return of Ellie Black by Amiko Jean, which I'm really excited to dig into. I love a mystery thriller, and I love a twist. I was debating between this title and Middle Tide by Sarah Crouch, and honestly, it was the first time in years that I was having a battle of the books. So this month, get your first book for $5 with the code PETALS, PETALS, at bookofthemonth.com. That's PETALS, PETALS, at bookofthemonth.com.
So for my birthday this weekend, I decided that with friends, I'm going to do... In Vancouver, there's a place called One Under, and it's a little, like, virtual golf place.
Yeah.
It's funny, I had two people reach out to me since then being like, I thought we were going mini golfing. I'm like,
can you read? This is the second thing.
What?
This has nothing to do with your birthday. I'm so fucking over people not being able to read, people not being able to provide their own links, and people not being able to buy their own tickets to things. We are talking about you turning 31, and we're still hand-holding our friends' events to get links.
I will say this. That is so fucking true, and we do need to dive into that, because the one thing I thought might change by the time I was turning 31 is having to handhold people through any sort of plans.
You know what is my favorite thing I do to Lauren all the time?
But
when we are in the car together or I'm driving or something like that. Well, if we're in the car together, I'm driving. I think I've been in her car like twice in my life.
Yeah.
She'll ask something and then it will be a pause and, you know, the conversation is dying. And you can use this in all situations. And I just turn to people and I say, if only we had pocket internet.
You are such a fucking asshole, aren't you?
No, because it just really sparks it in their head that we could figure this out.
You know what? You're meant to be a 62-year-old dad right now. That is something a dad would say.
Dads don't know.
Oh, don't you wish you had a way to figure that out?
If only we had pocket internet. And then they go, and Lauren literally always goes, oh my God.
Okay, hear me out. Uh-huh. If you want to stay young, you need to stop using that.
I would never say it to a young person. I'd be too busy juuling.
Too busy with your like Tropicana flavored.
Absolutely.
Jewel.
Yeah.
Wow.
Playing
okay.
Fucking Puff Puff Pass with my friends.
Yeah, no, but seriously, people do need to fucking figure it out.
Yeah.
I literally send like detailed invites. People are like, what time? It's on the fucking invite.
Also,
where? It's on the invite.
Who would send an invite out? Somebody who plans everything, me and you are planners.
Yeah.
When would I ever send an invite out without time and place?
Without information. It's like
the other day when Lauren said our cocktail contest won out and our friend goes, where and when? And
on the invite. On the fucking invite that Lauren just
open
sent.
Open the PDF, you bitch.
See, we got big problems.
Yeah, we do. So anyways, so, we're going. It's not.
But that's kind of like been a revolution for me too the last 3 weeks. I think you had
a revolution. A revelation.
It's been a fucking revolution.
That is the revolution, baby.
It's been a revelation for me. I think I've spent the last, like, okay, between the ages of 20 and 26, no one needed convincing to do anything.
Yeah.
No one needed to be like literally like handheld through situations in order to get them to show up.
Yeah.
Like fucking coddled. Like, don't worry, it's going to be the perfect time and the perfect fucking temperature. And we're going to have this.
Ubers won't be surging.
We're going to have this taken care of and that taken care of, you know, like whatever. Because people were just fun.
Yeah.
So people were like, oh, that sounds great. And they figured it out. They like ate a fucking granola bar and then they went and had fun. Right.
We would get an invite to go downtown or something to go out clubbing. We would go with no plan to get home and no money to get home either. And it was,
you walked across bridges.
Exactly.
You know, it's people figure it out. So that happened. And then I think between the ages of like 27 to 30, what I did is, because I still wanted to enjoy time with friends, is I tried to make it so accessible that, you know, make sure they have the link. Oh, hold, do you want to go hand here? Okay, well, here's the link for the tickets. Or, oh, well, I'll buy the tickets all together and then you can just pay me back. Or, okay, like, should we all meet at this time? And then this, and then we can split this ride home and we can do the blah, blah, blah. The whole fucking thing.
People
right?
have been too coddled.
And people have been too fucking coddled.
Yeah.
And I literally now...
You've created like, monsters.
It's like, what is going on around here?
Yeah.
So my new thing, my revolution...
Yeah.
Tell and me, I mean tell revolution. Me about
the revolution's coming.
Is that from here on out, I'm doing the minimum. And for me, the minimum is still, I think, quite
maximum
giving.
Maximum for
is,
a lot
is
of people.
Still, you know, an invite, articulated information of how and when and where.
Yeah.
Okay. And then I'm leaving it. Like I thought to myself today, for example, I sent the invites out to my birthday 2 weeks ago. And I thought to myself today, should I do a reminder message?
Mm-hmm.
Hey everyone, so I'll see you Saturday at this time at one under, you know, then from there we'll do this, and just as everyone gotten their tickets for the after party and blah 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 blah. And I thought to myself, no, if they don't fucking know where to be, if they haven't put it on their fucking calendar and they don't show up or they miss it, I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't care.
And instead of creating the perfect plan and then getting disappointed when it doesn't work out perfectly, we're going to shift our focus to providing everything needed and all information needed.
Yeah.
And then when somebody fails, we shame the living fuck out of them.
Exactly.
We are shifting to a shame-based mentality. Mm-hmm. And so far it's been fun.
It has been fun. It has. It's actually, it's given me a lot of joy.
Yeah.
And I also just feel like my new thing, and call me bitter.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care.
I probably will.
Call me bitter. My new thing is if I extend invites and people don't come or they're not excited about it or whatever, great. Next one's on you. I'll wait for your invite for your plan next.
Yeah.
I'm not going to keep trying. I'm not going to try and convince you that hanging out with me is fun. I'm over that. I'm too fucking old for that shit. Literally
Quite
too old
literally,
for that shit.
Yeah.
So I'm feeling inspired by it because I don't... Did I talk about on the podcast the other night that I went out? It was so fucking fun. I went out.
Oh, no.
Julia and I went out, my girlfriend, and and we went out.
The people know.
The people know.
The lore of Julia.
Oh, they know the Lord, Julia. Yes, yes, yeah. I thought, how did they know we went out? We went out. And
the live stream.
We went out and the two of us went to a restaurant. And at this restaurant, as we walked in, I think we gave the server the bare minimum and he probably had a lot of asshole tables that day. So we were like, oh, hi, how's your day going? How are you? From that, he really liked us. So clearly the rest of his shift was terrible.
Yeah.
And also it was on Granville Street. So if you know, in Vancouver, like I feel like the clientele is probably usually like very like normie hetero vibes. And then he was like quite obviously like one of us. So I feel like he saw two lesbians and he was like, oh, thank God.
Yeah.
So anyways, immediately we sit down before we've even ordered another drink. He brings us a tequila shot. Love it. Okay, great. So fun. But the problem is I'm old. So I tried to take the tequila shot. I almost fucking choked to death.
You're
like
not,
it went down the wrong hole.
You're not a shooter girl.
It went down the wrong hole and I was quite literally choking the table and we didn't have waters or other drinks yet.
Yeah.
So I had nothing to try and wash it down with. So I was just like at the table trying to live. In the meantime, he comes over. I pull it together long enough for him to go, oh, like how was it? And I was like, great, thank you. So you just made our I oversold it because he brings us another tequila shot. We do the other tequila shot.
Down the first one.
Fuck.
How'd the second one hit?
It, worse, because the other one was still stuck. I was at this point, my esophagus was peeling from what I can assume was like half tequila, half paint remover. And then we go to pay our bill at the end. He gives us a third fucking tequila shot. So we have three tequila shots before our night even started on an empty stomach. And I thought, well, fucking to hell with it. We were going to have a reasonable night, but now we're in it.
Yeah.
And then we just went out and had the most, like in the best way, chaotic, easygoing night. Everyone who was there was just down for a good time. Yes, man mentality. Where we going next? Dancing on the dance floor. It was so fucking fun. And I woke up the next day. I thought I had to convince nobody to have fun. Yeah, and everyone just wanted to have fucking fun. You tried to convince
me and I said no.
I know. And that's fine.
Yeah.
That's fine. Because I know you. I know how you function. You need days.
Yeah, weeks, that one sometimes. Also, that
it was different. We were going to a lesbian event.
Yeah.
So it was,
and I love a lesbian event. Mm-hmm. But I also love, I feel like a queer women event and a lesbian event are different. That was a lesbian event.
That was like full on Dykes Are Us.
Yeah.
With some bisexual ladies mixed in there.
Yes.
Pansexual mix in. Other than that, it was straight up. Like you would have been the only cis male in attendance for sure.
For sure.
Like absolutely for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it was a great fucking time. And I thought, you know what? I just need to do that more often. Like, go out with like one person. Like, I don't need to get the whole fucking gang together.
Because the gang's disappointing too.
Because the gang, yeah. Like, yeah. Go out with one fucking friend that's just down to have fun that night. And then you just mingle. You meet people. You have fun.
Love.
It was great. So, anyways, this weekend, I'm going to the golf thing.
Yeah.
And then
golf simulator.
Golf simulator.
Not golf stimulator.
Yeah, we're going to be stimulated in the golf thing. I'm probably going to like hit the ball once, honestly.
I will say I am a little disappointed in you because I was trying to really push us leaning into golf core.
Yeah, but what the fuck am I going to dress like for golf core?
A single glove.
Maybe. I'm sorry. If you're a patron, you got to see that on video. The way that Sean just held up his hand was the fruitiest thing I've ever done. A single glove.
A single glove. Oh, maybe a skort.
A skort. Oh, yeah. I'll be wearing a skort on my birthday. Yeah, but I don't.
Are you a golfer or not?
Well, if I was,
yeah,
I would not be wearing a skort. Well, you'd more likely be wearing the skort.
Probably. So now I'm not going to lean into golf core, I guess.
You can. I feel like everyone would love it if you showed up ready to go. I was going to drive a
golf cart through the front window of that bitch.
Beep, beep.
That's how we're getting to the club.
Oh, my God. Fuck. So, yeah, that's what we're doing. And that's going to be fun. That's going to be a mix of, like, friends and family. And also, I have this thing. Will you check out my nails? I got my nails done for my birthday and Sean was like, oh, I wonder what you got. I wonder how long they are, what color they are. Fuck. They're black and short as usual. But anyways, I have this thing with my birthday and I don't know if any other queer people out there can relate where I have both straight friends. No. What the fuck's wrong with you?
You have two things when it comes to your birthday.
What are the
one that you're about to talk about, okay, is the second. The one thing that you have about your birthday
is what?
Is that you always cry.
Oh, I always cry. Yeah. It's funny because when I went and got my bangs trimmed,
yeah,
I was talking to the person who does my hair and they said the same thing. They're Scorpio. So they said, oh, it's your birthday. Like, have you cried yet? And yeah. I said, oh, well, it's not my birthday yet.
No, I saved that for
the
night of your actual birthday. Whenever you go out.
Whenever I go out.
Yeah.
It's because I think part of that is also the planning. Mm-hmm. And see, I think I've let go. I think I might have let go of the curse this year. Because this year, I'm going with the vibes that I honestly can't tell you how much this night the other night inspired me. I thought, I don't care. The people that want to be in my life and want to have fun with me will be there.
Whenever I think about your birthday,
yeah,
and the episode that spawned, yeah, Bree's birthday,
yeah,
I just get flashbacks of you spilling that entire tray
of shots.
And then if people that haven't listened to Bree's birthday part yeah, one,
you should.
We went to the States.
Yeah.
me and Lauren drove from Vancouver. Yeah. We were at another friend's birthday. We drove at night to the States to join Brie for her birthday for what was the most chaotic night of our lives. Brie chipped a tooth on an olive.
Yeah.
People cried.
Yeah.
People got kicked out of a club.
Yeah. Like,
it was.
No, the people that got. People just didn't get let in.
Oh, right. Yeah. We lost Brie's sister briefly.
Yeah.
All of this.
It was chaos.
But my most. We danced to one song the whole night, one song, and it was a Robin song, and then we left.
Yeah.
And the one thing that is still the most clear is Brie had an entire tray of shots, and I think you had already cried at this point. You were definitely not.
Yeah, no, I had already cried for sure.
And she turned with the tray of shots that had a lip around it, and every single shot glass fell over. And so,
sad.
She proceeded to take the shot glasses off the tray.
Yeah.
And me and Lauren, who were incredibly sober because everybody else had been drinking all day, were like, oh, she's just cleaning up
the tray,
the shots.
Yeah.
And then she just tipped the tray to her mouth and did probably the equivalent of, at least they weren't straight alcohol.
No, they were like
fruity shot.
Bitch. Yeah, yeah.
But you proceeded to do probably 8 to 10 shots worth of liquid from a tray.
Yeah. Fuck.
Anyways, you have straight friends and gay friends.
Oh, yeah. So number one is that I do cry. But I honestly, I didn't cry last year, and I don't think I'll cry this year. That was a change into my 30s. Because also, like, that might have been, like, 20s. My 28th birthday.
Yeah.
And I think, like, honestly, I left that in my 20s. I think I cried every birthday of my 20s. And now I feel like, meh, I don't care as much.
Okay.
So I don't think I have that expectation.
Perfect.
It's like how I used to always cry during New Year's. Or, like, big setups. I feel like I build things up so much.
Emotions.
Yeah. Why is this fucking thing? So I don't think I'll cry this year, but I will be honest. And next week, I'll let everyone know if I cried.
On your birthday.
No, like next week on the podcast.
Oh, on the podcast. I was like, I'm pretty sure I'll know
if I cried on my birthday. Yeah. No, on the podcast, I will update everyone because I feel like the listeners deserve to know.
We need to know where we sit for the curse update.
I am a little concerned, and here's why. It's lining up with my period, and I'm a big period crier.
Oh.
Like on my period, everything, I could be sitting at home, bubble wrapped, and I'll cry every day.
Yeah.
So I'm a little bit.
I'm a little bit afraid that I'm going to catch you in a fucking porta potty bawling your eyes out.
With my diva cup.
With your diva cup.
In my hand.
Talking to a stranger about how many diva cups you have inside you right now.
At least three.
At least three. At like least a champagne three. Fountain.
Oh, fuck. I will have my diva cup in while I'm out on my birthday, so that'll definitely be a topic. Shit. So anyways, I've got straight friends and gay friends. Okay. Hold on here.
Pause.
Oh, whoa. Okay. I have straight friends and gay friends. So this year, actually, it's quite few straights that are coming because they're all busy or around the world or whatever.
Pregnant.
Yeah. Things like that. Excuse me. It's the old age. I don't know why, but it is. But I have to do like a two-tiered system for my birthday.
Yes.
Where I have to have like a dinner or an activity, and then I have to make like the after event, the queer bar.
Yeah.
Because what happens is like I will not and will never be the person that's inviting cis straight men to queer spaces.
Yeah.
It won't. I know some people will get mad at me about that. And like some people listening will be like, I go with my straight friends to the gay bar all the time. Like we like it because guys don't grab our asses on the dance floor. Speaking to the straight women out there. We like it because it's better music. Like, bah, bah. I don't believe that. I think it's for queer people. It's a queer space. I will die on this hill.
Straight women are allowed.
I don't think so.
Oh,
that's what I'm saying. Why are straight women allowed?
I think that there is.
I've had so many situations in queer bars with straight women, and I think it's different. And I think that's why you may have a different perspective.
I know
for
because
you as a gay
straight
man,
women love gay.
They love men. Gay men.
I know, but I do think they're. I think that the added like safety of a queer space for women lets me forgive some sins. I'm saying not saying you know have a bachelorette party in there or something. That's
they all do. And I've also had someone call me a dyke in the bathroom. And I also had someone in the bathroom assault me. They grabbed my hair from behind because they followed me on YouTube and they're Oasis. So they grabbed my hair and yanked my head back. And I said, what the fuck? Get your hands off of me. And the straight girl ahead of me, I knew she was straight. And I asked her afterwards because I didn't care at this point. I was raging. She was like, oh, she was just trying to say hi. Get over it. I said, are you even fucking gay? And she said, no, I'm here with my gay friends. I said, then don't fucking tell a dyke what to fucking say to other people in a gay bar. I lost my fucking mind. Anyways, me with straight women in gay bars, oil and fucking water. I don't like it. Because you know why? Because straight women go to gay bars with the same attitude that gay men go to gay bars, where they think that they own the space. They forget that queer women need the space too.
Right.
So straight women go with their gay best friends, or they go with their straight girlfriends to like think that they're like the fun party with the gay guys. So it's like they forget that lesbians exist.
Right.
And then they just take up the space, and then they're in no way, when they step out of the gay bar, are they in any way interacting with lesbians in their regular day to day, supporting lesbian or queer content.
Yeah.
They're just literally there because they think it's cool to have a gay best friend and to dance to the
music. I don't think that's necessarily true.
That's how I feel.
I don't think that they're there just for that. I think that's probably part of it. But I do think there is an added safety of not being at a straight bar.
Oh, I completely agree with that too. I understand why everyone would want to be at a queer bar. Because straight bars fucking suck. But I also think in order to go to queer spaces, you should have to do the work as a queer ally.
Agreed.
And none of them do. What, 1% of them do?
I should be piggybacked all night.
Well, this is what I'm saying. I'm saying if you are a straight woman, to anyone listening out there, and you show up to a queer bar because it's safer for you, which I completely agree with, but you have not donated a dollar to an LGBTQ plus therapy in the last year.
Yeah, you can't just use those spaces when it's like fun.
When it's convenient for sure. You.
Yeah.
That is what frustrates me.
No, that's all
I... And I would say 99% of the time that is the case.
All I was disagreeing with was that they're just there because they like think they're the life of the party. But I think...
Oh, I think that they're also there because it's fun for them to not, like, vibe. But there's also... It filters into the addition that when you're a lesbian who in any way... And I keep saying lesbian because I'm a lesbian, but a queer woman in any way who presents even slightly femme, that gay men constantly question whether you're straight or not, don't give you space in the spaces. There's that fucking guy on TikTok that posted, this was a perfect example of it. It went viral. And the guy was like, holy shit, this is so annoying. Like, I'm a gay guy at a gay bar. Take a look at this. And pans, and there's like a bunch of women in the back. He's like, all there is in here are women. Like, where are all the gays? And everyone in the comments is like, you realize that women can be gay, right?
Sometimes women... are the gays.
Like, what the hell? But like it adds to that of that in there.
Totally.
It adds that in there. But anyways, that's a whole other... I will die on this hill. I think queer spaces are for queer people unless you are doing so much work in order to take up space in queer spaces. That's how I feel. So it's my birthday. Will not be inviting straight people to queer spaces unless they were doing so much work behind the scenes, aka I have to pre-plan a fucking activity beforehand for like that's like a straight and gay fun activity.
Do you let the straights know that there is a secondary plan?
I sent everyone the same invite, but if you notice over the secondary plan, I said the big gay after party. I make it clear that it's for the gays.
Oh, okay.
And then it's like, I think even put a rainbow over it.
And they said, I can't see what's below there. My vision.
I think that it's like, it's implied.
We should just...
I think also, to be frank, the straight people that I surround myself with understand.
Yeah, I agree. I do think we could honestly probably just have the secondary plan if we ever needed to.
Yeah.
Fully just spelt out in like queer lingo.
Okay.
That is so confusing to the cis hetero eye.
Yeah.
That they would think that we're speaking in tongues.
They'd have no way to find themselves.
They would have no idea.
Find themselves in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They would be like, Bree's thumb hit 60 to 70 words at the bottom of this page by accident. None of this is proper English.
It's like Morse code, but like gay code, yeah. Like somehow. It's like different emojis in different orders. Yeah. I love that idea, actually. So yeah, and then we're going to Man Up, which I'm very excited about because it's the Kings and Things night. So it's going to be extra, like, extra my vibe. I'll say that. So I'm very excited.
The Kings and the Things in Vancouver are unreal. So
unreal. Yeah. And I'm very excited for that. And, oh, another thing. I just remembered another thing that happened to me at a fucking gay bar with a straight girl.
Should we save this for a...
Fuck. I'm like, I could do make a whole fucking series over this. You know what my other favorite thing is?
What?
Is when there are bachelorette parties and they all are like aghast at like things that they're seeing.
Yeah.
Like they're like... They're literally like half the party is looking like, oh my God, what is this drag queen doing? Like they're so like uncomfortable. And
it's
then they're staring at people that are like kissing or sitting together.
For the most part, performances that they're mouth agape to.
Yeah.
Is like somebody performing Katy Perry. Like it's never anything. Yeah. I've seen some jarring drag performances and there have not been a bachelorette party anywhere within the venue.
You know what the other thing that drives me nuts is like a lot of times the types of straight women that go for the bachelorette parties.
Yeah.
Again, like they're like big fans of like Drag Race or like gay men because that's like the content they watch. They watch like Bob the Drag Queen. They watch Trixie Mattel. They watch RuPaul, like all that stuff. But they act like they've never seen a fucking lesbian.
Yeah.
Like, and they get there and
sensing some.
It's what?
Some.
It's also another thing. They're the people that like bully lesbians in high school.
Yeah.
That they're like, ew, I'm not a lesbian. Get away from me.
It's like a group of nurses going out for the bachelor.
Why is it always the nurses?
The nurses.
Why is
it? I don't know.
Oh my God. That's
somebody
so true.
Needs to study
Anyways,
that.
I clearly need to talk about this on another episode.
Yeah.
Because it's a deep dive for me.
It is.
Just ask yourself, you know what? I would love to extend the invitation to all the straight women out there into queer spaces, because I wholeheartedly agree that they are safer for you away from cis het men. I would love to extend that information, but I want you to thoroughly ask yourself, have I done the work for other queer women who also feel unsafe around cis het men in the last year? What have I done to help the community besides watch RuPaul's Drag Race?
Yeah.
And if the answer that you give yourself makes
you watch
Canada's Drag Race, just don't come.
Keep reflecting.
Yeah. Do something else. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. I'm not saying that they can't come.
Yeah.
I'm just saying it sucks when it ends there.
I'm telling you, I'm still open to a piggyback system.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah,
that would
can't
be nice.
Support the queer community
on your shoulders
for the past year. Support me now. My feet hurt.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I'm very excited for my birthday. And before we go, I want to make a quick nod to all the patrons. We have just recorded or just about to record a bonus episode that's going to be going up on Patreon. So when you're listening, it'll already be up there. And if you thought that I was chaotic in this episode, buckle up, because there's something in the air, folks. It's the combo of the fact that I'm PMSing, I'm in the middle of queer rage because of the world, and it's Sagittarius season. And the fire is fucking lit, and I have made multiple enemies, and we're going to be talking about it on Patreon because that's probably the best place for it because it's not a public forum.
Totally.
So if you want to go get that episode, it's going to be really fun, really fresh, and it's going to be...
Something tells me I'm going to be being an active listener.
At I Can Explain podcast. Well, you can also be messy, but I feel like you're more careful with your words. I'm more like, ah! And you're more like, someone might think that I'm being like wrong saying this.
Right.
Like you're not as opinionated.
Yeah, I'm a good person.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, this was fun. Happy birthday to me.
Happy
wherever you're listening.
To you.
Thank you so much. Wherever you're listening, make sure to subscribe, follow, check us out on Instagram at I Can Explain Podcast, and personally at Sean.Lusk and at Brianne Williamson. And until next time, we will see you around the
Gayborhood. Oh, wow.
Yee-hoo!